ॐ जननीं शारदां देवीं रामकृष्णं जगद्गुरुं पादपद्मे तयोः श्रित्वा प्रणमामि मुहुर्मुहुः। ॐ आप्यायन्तु ममाङ्गानि वाक्प्राणश्चक्षुः श्रोत्रमथो बलमिन्द्रियाणि च सर्वाणि सर्वं ब्रह्मोपनिषदं माहं ब्रह्म निराकुर्याम् ब्रह्म निराकरोत् अनिराकरणमस्त्वनिराकरणं मे अस्तु तदात्मनि निरतेय उपनिषत्सु धर्माः ते मयि सन्तु ते मयि सन्तु। ॐ शान्ति 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 हरिः। ॐ ॐ मे मै लिम्स् स्पीच् वैटल् फोर्स् ऐस् इयर्स् एज़ आल्सो स्ट्रेंथ एंड ऑल द ऑर्गन्स बिकम वेल डेवलप्ड एवरीथिंग इज द ब्रह्मन रिवील्ड इन द उपनिषद्स। मे आई नॉट डिनाई ब्रह्मन मे नॉट ब्रह्मन डिनाई मी लेट देयर बी नो स्पर्निंग ऑफ मी बाय ब्रह्मन लेट देयर बी नो रिजेक्शन ऑफ ब्रह्मन बाय मी। मे ऑल द वर्च्यूज दैट आर स्पोकन ऑफ इन द उपनिषद्स रिपोज इन मी who am engaged in the pursuit of the self, may they repose in me. Om, peace, peace, peace be unto all. In our last class, we completed the 13th section. We also completed the 14th section, wherein the three fires taught Upakosala 12 aspects of Brahman. What are they? Prithivi, Agnihi, Annam, Aditya, Apo, Disho, Nakshatrani, Chandrama, Pranaha, Akashaha, Dyauhu, Vidyut, Iti. The fires also taught Upakosala the result of this upasana. We have seen his life becomes most happy life, fulfilled life, meaningful life. He lives up to the brim every millisecond of his life until the body passes away. And after the body passes away, the very fires, which are nothing but Adhishtatru Devatas, they conduct him to the higher worlds as deserved by him because he contemplated, did upasana. Here in the Upanishad uses the word Upakosala, served the fires. The fires themselves use the word. He attended to us. He served us. What we need to understand is not bringing some firewood and adding and keeping the fire going on. No, it means he started contemplating. And what is contemplation? Superimposing a higher idea upon visible something lower. For example, a stone image of Vishnu called Saligrama. Superimpose the very attributes of Vishnu, Narayana. On Shivalinga, you attribute, superimpose all the attributes of the Infinite Lord. So, even whenever, wherever we see a Shivalinga, emblem of Shiva, below there would be the mother, symbol of fertility. What does it mean? It means Shiva and Shakti are one and the same, two aspects. But if we look upon in one way, that is without being active, the same Shiva will appear as Parabrahma. But when he is looked upon as the creator, maintainer and reabsorber, he will be called Saguna Brahma. This is the symbolism. So here, Swami Vivekananda, he also had some comments, beautiful commentary for us to understand what is this Upakosala Vidya. This Vidya taught by the fires as well as by his on Acharya Satyakama. At the end, the whole thing is called Upakosala Vidya. The knowledge, the particular, special contemplation called Upakosala contemplation. Because he contemplated in this particular way, it came to be known as Upakosala's contemplation, Upakosala Vidya. And then we have seen in our last class, I very briefly mentioned to you, what does it mean? All these 12 things that we see, you open your eyes and you open your all the other sense organs, every sense organ, mind, what do we perceive? This creation. And this creation can be divided into, or we can say, this creation is the manifestation of all these 12. It is for the sake of contemplation. What does it mean? It means like Raja Pratinidhi. Every country sends its ambassador to other countries. And that ambassador represents the whole of that particular country. Similarly, these represent Parabrahman. But because of our inability to understand at this stage, and slowly we need to be lifted up. For that purpose, you look at this earth. And we are on this earth. Without earth, we cannot survive. And we go back. That's what the Christian burial ceremony or sermon, dust unto dust. So, we are born of the earth and we are sustained by earth and we go back to earth. Similarly, Agni, without fire, without heat, without light, and this fire, the sun and the stars, the moon and the lightning, all these things are interrelated. The earth and then the annam, the food, the prana and the akasha, they are all related. And all this dishaha, the four quarters, directions, akasha, space, and dyauhu, dyau represents all the worlds whereupon we sustain, we are supported. So all these are nothing but the srishti, sthiti, laya aspect of Parabrahman called Saguna Brahma or Ishvara or Shakti. So the fires themselves said, so wherever you see these 12 aspects, you are seeing each one of us. Three fires into four aspects. And we are the residing deities of this entire creation. That means you will not exist without us. Nobody, no creation can exist without us. Now, here the very special purpose of the Upanishad is to make us free. For that purpose, certain upasanas are there. It is like intermediate classes. The beginning with what we call the kindergarten, the nursery school, middle, high school, then college, then university, etc. Like that we progress. So the whole thing is nothing but progress. Progress where? In the manifestation of our own consciousness. That is what is called in some tantric works as chakras. Chakra is not a fixed location. Lokas, the worlds, are not some kind of residing places, but they are all states of consciousness. And depending upon these states of consciousness, it has nothing to do with the geographical location. I gave many examples. Even if somebody, for example, Indra, is in heavenly world, but his mind is fixed on some woman on earth. Where is he? Where is his consciousness? This is what I said. Gridhra drishti and then gridhra vritti. A vulture's way of looking and what the vulture does after locating the rotting corpses. So, if a man is living in the very hell, but for him, God himself will manifest if he is a devotee. Example, Bali Chakravarti. God put his stamp with his own feet. I will forever reside in your head. And you go to Naraka. I will be your doorkeeper. Now tell me, here is the person. And God himself, he says, Yoga Kshemam Vahamyaham. I will protect you. And I will look after you. I will supply everything that you need. And 24 hours, I am a billion eyes, Sahasra Akshaha. I am going to look after you. Nobody can touch. Because I am the protector of not only you, but of the entire universe. Now tell me, the Bali was pushed back to Patala, according to Bhagavata's story. But Lord not only put his stamp on his head by placing his lotus foot as the third foot, that is Vamana Avatara, incarnation as a dwarf. And then he gave the boon, I will be with you forever. When God is there, inside, that is on the head means what? Inside. And as the doorkeeper means what? Outside. Then where is this devotee really living? Is he living in a hell or is living in God himself? And God is beyond even Brahmaloka or Satyaloka. These are the inner findings. We will have to contemplate and meditate. Anyway, Swami Vivekananda unfolds, lets us into the secret of these upasanas. That's why I will be reading out. So these fires also taught him. Not only they taught the contemplations on these 12 aspects. That is, whenever you experience any of these 12 aspects, and we all do it, not only Upakosala, not only Satyakama, all of us, then it should remind that it is Brahman himself, God himself, who is manifesting in the form of these 12 aspects. It is like slowly taking the hand of a small child and guiding him step by step to a higher arena. Now, having taught these upasanas, the fires also taught him the result of this upasana. He becomes famous person. He lives full life. He no accident will befall him. And he will never be unhappy because we will guarantee that there would be no cause for any unhappiness. No event will take place. And even if such events take place and must take place because summer, winter, fall, sometimes it is hot, sometimes it is cold, this cannot be avoided even by knowers of Brahman. But they will not care. Because the Lord is in their hearts. Nobody can disturb. Nobody can take away even an iota of their happiness. So this will be the result. And death will not make him go down. These very deities take him from one place to another place. That explanation is going to come. In the last sloka we will see it. But the point is, God is manifesting. God himself through the fires has himself taught, and then they told him that now after instructing, now we have instructed you how you can be a fit person for the final leap to becoming one with Brahman, and that your own teacher will teach you. Soon he is going to return. So the fires instructed him to learn the rest. Rest means how he could become identified with Brahman and proclaim naturally, Aham Brahmasmi Sarvam Kalvidam Brahma. So his teacher, Upakosala's teacher, was Satyakama Jabala. And then this Brahmachari must have been extremely happy. Soon the teacher returned from his journey and he was expecting it. Not that it was a surprise. Just as Satyakama Jabala's teacher cognized, your face is shining like an aura Brahman. Saw his own disciple's face, Upakosala's face shining, and asked him, who taught you? That means who made you so fit for this final leap to Brahman? Then Upakosala indicated the fires and said, these are the fires. in your absence. Rather, I would consider that you have taught me in the form of these fires and made me come up to this standard whereby I become a sadhana chatushtaya sampannaha adhikari. Now, I am ready for shramana, manana and nididhyasana. Now, I am going to read out to you what Swami Vivekananda had to say about this incident in the life of Upakosala. And then he says, what is Swamiji going to talk about? He says, Vedanta must be practical. After Shravana, remove the doubts and make it practical. That is called practical Vedanta. And then Swamiji is expressing that idea. And this is the real practical side of Vedanta. It doesn't destroy the world, but it explains it. Doesn't destroy the person, but explains him. It doesn't destroy the individuality, but explains it by showing the real individuality. What does Swamiji mean? So, if anybody unfit for study of the Advaita Vedanta, if he studies any works of the Advaita Vedanta, and I have unfortunately come across many of them, Swamiji himself had come across many of them, who one ranting, Jagat Mithya, God alone is real, everything is unreal. But Swamiji said, this is not correct. This is what I tried to explain in my last class about our concept of Mithya. Mithya is not to be equated either with illusion, delusion or unreal. No, Mithya has to be understood. This is severely limited, and any limited thing can only give limited thing. It cannot give what is beyond it. So, simple example I want to give. Supposing somebody puts 1 gram of sugar in a sweet. How much sweet does the sweetmeat become? Only 1 gram. Suppose somebody puts 2 grams or 5 grams. Then it will be even more sweet. So, any limited thing is, that is the very word indicates, limited thing can give only limited thing. Any object, every object, they are all limited. Therefore, to expect from a limited object a more of happiness or experience, that is pure delusion. That is pure illogicality. And what is called irrational. No, that is not going to happen. This is what Swamiji says. No. What does every upasana do? This kind of upasanas, remember, this is with regard to Agni's 3 fires teachings to Upakosala. Doesn't deny the world, doesn't deny the person, doesn't destroy the individuality, but it explains by showing, rather by taking the person by hand to higher and higher regions and finally leading him to his real individuality. The word individuality, Swamiji used to make a bit fun of it. So, individuality means indivisible. Are you indivisible now? Or are you 50 personalities? As a husband, as a wife, as a teacher, as a nurse, as a advisor, so many personalities. And every personality is vying with other personalities to dominate. No, you are not real individuals. Says Swami Vivekananda. But in the end you will become really indivisible. And that which is indivisible, also called Anantam, that is called Brahma. Satyam, Jnanam, Anantam, Brahma. So everything that we see in this world is not unreality, but it is limited. Limited Satyam, limited Jnanam, and limited expression. That's all. Now, I will continue Swamiji's. These are teachings. That's what he means. It doesn't show that this world is vain or doesn't exist. But it says, understand what this world is so that it may not hurt you. If you don't understand, it will hurt you. If you understand, it will make your life blissful, blessed, fulfilled. The choice, the voice, did not say to Upakosala that the fire which he was worshipping, or the sun, or the moon, or the lightning, or anything else, all those 12 aspects, there may be many, many more aspects, was all wrong. No. But it showed him that the same spirit, same Chaitanya, which was inside the sun, and the moon, and the lightning, and the fire, and the earth, was in him. So that everything became transformed, as it were, in the eyes of Upakosala. What is my commentary? The same pure consciousness, which is in the sun, moon, lightning, fire, earth, all the quarters, etc., etc. So everything becomes transformed. Now we see at them with a new light, light of Brahman. So the change occurs in our perception, because outside things do not become suddenly God. They are already God. But because we are wearing these tinted glasses of sattva, rajas and tamo gunas, they appear to be like that. And remember, whenever I use the word glasses, tinted glasses, I have to understand that they are the three gunas. Glasses are to be equated with gunas. When we look at the same tree through tamo guna, it becomes something to be cut, to be enjoyed, to be burnt. When I look with rajoguna, so I want to worship it, propagate it, and then see the benefit. Because every plant is an oshadhi, medicine. We have to discover how it is going to help us. And through prayer, through meditation, contemplation, we can discover it. If a person puts on the glasses called sattva guna, he is a sattvika person. What does he say? He sees everything as manifestation of Ishvara only. Finally, when he throws off all these glasses, he will have complete, full, open picture, sarvam khalvidam brahma. This is the explanation. Swamiji continues, a fire which was merely a material fire before the contemplation, in which to make oblations, assumed a new aspect and became the Lord. Now it became Devata, Agni Devata. The earth became transformed. Life became transformed. The sun, the moon, the stars, the lightning, everything became transformed and deified. That means it became God. Their real nature was known. This was Swamiji's beautiful commentary. And unfortunately, some of the people are hanging only on this Upanishadic Advaitic teachings. They never even, the Advaita followers, never even glimpse at what Ramanujacharya was telling, what Madhvacharya was telling. And if to understand the essence of what Ramanuja and Madhva were telling, we have to turn to Bhagavatam, 10th Skandha. And therein we have to turn to this Rasa Panchadhyayi, wherein even these so-called village maidens, they are not, maiden means, doesn't mean only unmarried people. Gopis are not, every gopi was not unmarried. There are so many gopis who are married, who had children, who had husbands, who had brothers, and they had some property. And Krishna used to go and steal. And lovingly, devotees go on doing bhajan. Because Krishna is a jara, immoral. Krishna is a chora, is also a thief. But we do not understand. Krishna never enters to steal anything from the house of a non-devotee. He will only enter into the house of a devotee who is praying longingly, O Lord, please come by whatever guise you come. And he enters, and then he will steal something. What does it mean? That stealing means he steals the very heart, like Yamadharmaraja's Mrityupasha. Krishna, he spreads the net of his love, his grace, in the form of capturing the very heart through these very acts. Remember, how do we know that this is all poetic, emotional outburst? How do we know it is not the truth? How do we know it is the truth? We have to refer to Gopala's mother. 33 years she meditated upon Balagopala, like Yashoda. So, what was the result? God appeared to her exactly in the way she was contemplating upon him, and he started, "Ma, I want butter." And she was a poor lady. She was telling, "Baba, I would have given you cart loads of butter, but I don't have money. I am a poor woman. And you are asking, how can I say no, but how can I say yes? Now, you take this dry coconuts. This is all I have. This is all I was offering to my living Gopala, who was Sri Ramakrishna." And grumbling, he accepted. That very grumbling, adharam madhuram, vachanam madhuram, pitam madhuram, tektam madhuram, vamitam madhuram, madhuradhipatehe akhilam madhuram. And Gopala's mother will be contemplating, "My Gopala, he got angry with me. My Gopala, he scolded me. My Gopala, he had frightened me. What do you think Kamsa was doing? Why do you think the divine proclamation had come? The eighth child of this very your sister's womb is going to be your destroyer. What does Bhagavatam mean? If Kamsa is destroyed by Krishna, what was Krishna's teaching? Yayenam veti hantaram, ischayenam manyate hatam, ubhav tavuna vijani to nayam hantina hanyate. If a person thinks, I am going to be a killer, and if another person thinks, this person is coming to kill me, I am going to be killed. Both are profoundly ignorant. There is no killer, there is no killed, because there is only one Atman. That is the symbolism. So, did really Krishna kill Kamsa? What can Krishna kill? What does Krishna mean? What do we mean by Krishna? Krishna means God. God means what? Satyam, Jnanam, Anantam. What can Satyam kill? Only Asatyam. What can Jnanam kill? Only Ajnanam. What can Anantam kill? What is Santam? That which is limited. So, in the incarnation, Hiranyakashipu was killed and a small light came out of him. That is called Jivatma, limited consciousness before. Now became one with Narasimha Murti. Similarly, when Kamsa was killed, in fact, Kamsa prayed. We have to understand, God doesn't come and kill every Tom, Dick and Harry. Otherwise, we could have wholeheartedly prayed, "Oh Lord, come to America and kill such and such a person. He is causing lot of visa problems." No. God kills only his most beloved devotees. What can he kill? Panchakoshas. He kills only the three bodies. And then, why? Because God cannot tolerate any separation. Everybody separates even God himself from his devotee. No mother would ever want to hug the child with 50 dresses upon her. And I don't want to be touched by my child, and I also don't want to touch my child. These are the parama rahasyas we have to understand. So, bhayat kamsaha, kamat gopyaha, veshat shishupaladayaha. These are all greatest devotees of God. Putana, she wanted to give poison. Supposing somebody asks Putana, "Oh Putana, you wanted to feed God himself. You knew that Krishna was God. And then you wanted to kill him. Why did you go and try to kill him? Then she would have said, "What else can I give? I want to feed him amrutam, but I don't have amrutam. He has given me poison and I can only offer what he has given. If God has given you the gift of singing, offer it to God in the form of singing. If he had given you the gift of nicely speaking, use it to serve him. If he has given you the gift of blabbering, yatting, then you keep quiet. That is the greatest gift you can offer to the Bhagavan's feet. He doesn't care. Patram, pushpam, phalam, toyam, yume bhaktya prayachati, tadaham bhaktyupahrutam ashnami prayatatmanaha. Even water you give with devotion,
even if it is, if a crocodile has to offer water, what type of water do you think it will offer? In fact, Gajendra Mokshana, we get that incident. So, what are we talking about? That everything that happens in this world is for the good of us. But if we are devotees, God Himself will give us that intelligence. And one of the best ways of evolution is to practice this kind of contemplations. What do you think the gopis were doing? As soon as they came to know about Krishna, you just spread your imagination and say, what do you think? Whether it is a daydream, night dream, everything. While milking, I am milking. When does my Gopala come? When can I feed him? So even feeding the cow, if I feed the cow, then it will give milk, and that milk will be offered to my Gopala. Everything, tanu, mana, dhana, and any type of vibhuti, talent, the whole thing should be offered. Yad yat karma karomi tattad akhilam shambho tava aradhanam. So what I wanted to tell you, these are all preparations. Contemplations purify us, as we discussed, make our heart concentrated, make our heart expansive, produce intense longing for higher realization. These are the inevitable results of contemplations, sincere contemplation, any type of contemplation. So, Upakosala indicated, these fires prepared me for your final teaching. Just as Satyakama Jabala also was prepared by the same fires. And then they told, your teacher will come, because finally, as Narada said in this very Chandogya, though I had the knowledge of all these sciences, I heard real peace can be had only after realization. And realization can be had only when taught by a worthy, competent, God-realized soul. And that Guru Parampara, Acharya Parampara is coming down. And that is what Satyakama Jabala found out, because his teacher also told him. And this is a continuation in a more elaborate way. And then the fires told him, your teacher will take you finally to Brahman. You will become Brahmagnani. They foretold him. And we have to understand the anticipatory mood of Upakosala, because by this time, through this experience, he absolutely believed what the fires have told him, that Shraddha Avivesha. And then very soon the teacher came. Soon means what? At the very right time. And he asked, your face is shining like an Noira Brahman. And who taught you? These very fires taught me. But they also told me, we only showed you higher aspects of consciousness, higher stages of consciousness, but your teacher will remove all these distinctions between higher and lower, and that only he can do. And then the Satyakama, he told, yes, they are right. I am going to teach you. So that is what we have to discuss actually. This long introduction is to make us only understand what is contemplation, how it helps us, and what would be the result of this contemplation. And ultimately, the purpose of every contemplation is to make us realize our true nature and shed all the upadhis, all the limitations, and become one with our own true nature, which is called Aikya Jiva Brahma Aikyata. Then we will read in the 15th chapter, we are going to read this 14th chapter itself, 3rd mantra. A teacher came and he was pleased, and then he addressed Upakosala. Lokan vavakela somya te avochan aham tu te tat brahma vaksham. He did not say brahma, I put it in the brackets, parenthesis, for our understanding. And then he says, what happens if Brahma Jnanam is attained? Yatha pushkara palasha apo na srishyanta evam evam vidhi papam karma na srishyata iti. That was the teaching of the teacher. Then Upakosala was rejoinder. Bravimi te me Bhagavan iti tasmai ha vacha. Now what is the meaning of it? The teacher addressing his worthy disciple is telling Lokan Vavakila Soumya. My dear boy, I love you because you are ready. Just as Ramakrishna loved Narendra. Te avochan. Te means the fires. Avochan means they instructed you. What did they do? Lokan Vavakila Soumya. They only taught you how a person can reach higher worlds. Loka means world. But beautiful Vedantic definition of what is loka, lokyate iti lokaha. What we experience, that is called loka. Well, if a person's mind, let us say, is on this earth, in the same world that we are all living, even in, he may be attending, he or she may be attending the class, and something is worrying that person, that is a state of consciousness, and then nothing really is understood by that person, or misunderstood more likely, but if that person is pure, he will understand it. Like Swami Vivekananda, one day he heard the proclamation of Sri Ramakrishna after coming down from Samadhi, who are you to show compassion to the world? You are like a worm, and you dare to claim, I am going to uplift the world. You yourself are in the most miserable condition. No, no, not compassion, but service to Narayana, service to Shiva. Shiva Jnane Jiva Shiva. Many people heard this proclamation. Swami Vivekananda, no, future Swami Vivekananda, Narendranath, came out and he said, today I heard one of the grandest harmony between karma, jnana, bhakti and yoga. If God gives me a chance, I will spread this message to the four corners of the earth. The other said, we also heard it, but what do you mean by greatest truth? And he had to explain to him the conflicts that was going on between devotion, yoga, and the path of knowledge, dry knowledge, and the path of yoga, etc. Now, this teaching of Sri Ramakrishna brings a perfect harmony, and in fact, one yoga alone can never be practiced. Just like if there is a four-lane motorway, all of them ride side by side, but they are meant for four different types of people, or cars, or ability to drive. So also, every path takes one to the same destination. And this simile is not very good simile, because there is a fast lane. Somebody can reach very fast, but not in that sense. Fast lane means a person who is more pure, more concentrated, more having intense yearning for God realization. That is called faster lane. But the person who says, I will do my rituals, slowly, slowly I will progress, that is called the slow lane, slowest lane. Only in that sense we have to take. So here loka means a person's mind in which state of consciousness it is. So if he is in heavenly world and thinking of naraka, thoughts of naraka, he will be living, his body may be in heaven, but he will be really experiencing only naraka. On the contrary, like Bali, if he is in Patala Loka, Naraka Loka, and he is thinking only of God, contemplating on God, he will be living in the Sarga Loka. That is how we have to understand. Mahabharata is a marvelous scripture. There, Brahma himself was there, Brahma Loka. And one day, King Shantanu and Mother Ganga, both of them were also there. And they looked at one another. And they fell in love, they desired each other. And Brahma immediately noticed, because there Brahma knows everything intuitively, said, even after you are here in this Brahma Loka, in my Loka, Satya Loka, but you are only, your minds are in Asatya Loka, Mithya Loka. That is, you are bound by the bodily consciousness, bodily desires. You better go where your desires can be fulfilled. That is the beginning of this Mahabharata. Excellent story. Now, the teacher is telling, all these fires have prepared you. Loka means higher state of consciousness. Now you have learned how to look upon everything you experience in this life in a higher light as manifestation of God's consciousness. But now this is not the highest goal. I have to take you to the highest goal. Aham tu te tat brahma vakshyami. I am going to take you, teach you about Brahman. Te tat brahma. So with regard to that brahma, brahma jnanam, I am going to teach you. That is, I am going to complete your sadhana by my teaching. And what happens if any person reaches Brahman or knows I am Brahman? Yatha, just like Pushkara Palasha. Pushkara means in a lake. Palasha means a small lotus leaf. So the leaf will be all the time in the water, above the water, but apaha nasrishyante, that it will never be made wet. It is protected. Just like that, wherever this person stays, in Narakaloka, Swargaloka, Bhuloka, any one of the 14 worlds, in America, in Australia, in Mars, in India, wherever, he will not be contaminated. He will not be attached. Evam, evam, vidhi. Whoever knows, does. Papam karma na srishyate. Papam here means direct translation is sin, but indirect translation is impurity. So whatever this person does, he thinks pure thoughts. Therefore his actions will be only pure actions. And he does it how? Yajnaya acharata karma. So navadhyate. As Bhagavad Gita says, so if a person performs every action, every duty as a yajna, that very yajna will release him from all bonds, bondage. Karma naslishyata. He will not have any karma. He will not have to do any karma. And why should not he do any karma? Karma always follows desires. Because this person has no desire. Why does this person not have any desire? Desire is always for happiness. This person has become one with Brahma Ananda. Anantam, another meaning of Anantam is Ananda. Unbroken happiness, bliss. So he is not experiencing Brahmananda. He becomes one with Brahmananda. He knows I am Brahmananda. And one's nature can never separate oneself from our nature. It is impossible. You can't say to gold, now I will make you silver. Gold will be gold, whatever be the external, outside, incidental circumstances. I am going to teach you about Brahman. And hearing this, Upakosala replies. What does he say? Bhagavan, he addresses. You are Gurur Brahma, Gurur Vishnu, Gurur Devo, Maheshwar, Guru Sakshat, Param Brahma. Bhagavan, it implies all these. Bravitu me, may God be in your form, be very gracious to me, let him teach me. And now the disciple is ready. You see, even in the at the end of the Bhagavad Gita teaching, so he says, Ethe chasi tatha kuru. Bhagavan Krishna tells to Arjuna, I told you without hiding all the truth. Now you think over it, samrasyaita visheshena. Having pondered deeply on this teaching, yatha ichasi, whatever you want to do, tatha kuru. You do that what you think is best. So now the Satyakama found his apt disciple, tasmai ha uvacha. He started giving the teaching. And what he is going to teach is akshavidya. That is, there is a Purusha behind the body, behind the nerve currents, behind the mind, beyond all the three bodies, beyond all the panchakoshas, that Brahman is there. I am going to teach you, and you are, I find, a fit disciple to hear this. Then you will have to listen and with faith, and then if any doubts are there, get rid of them, and then become one with Brahman, Shravanam, Mananam, Nididhyasanam. ओम जननीम शारदाम देवीम रामकृष्णम जगद्गुरुम पादपद्मे तयो श्रित्वा प्रणमामि मुहुर्मुहुः। मे श्री रामकृष्ण होली मदर एंड स्वामी विवेकानंद ब्लेसेस ऑल विद भक्ति। जय रामकृष्ण।